Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. If our eyes are fixed on Jesus, our whole bodies will be full of light. That's because they will be full of Jesus. When he had his great revelation of heaven, John says at the beginning of chapter 4, you don't need to turn to it now, "After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" But before God gave him this great revelation of heaven and all that goes on in heaven, he saw the Lord himself. In chapter 1, "I turned to see who had spoken to me and saw seven golden lampstands, and among them was someone who looked like a son of man. He was clothed in a robe that went down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was as white as wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were as bronze that glowed in a furnace. His voice sounded like the rushing of many waters, and in his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword, and his face shone like the sun at its brightest." So the revelation of heaven came out of first receiving a revelation of the Lord. The vision of heaven was preceded by a vision of God, a vision of Jesus. Now, we had a great time of worship yesterday morning. We can have many great times of worship like that and still fail to fulfill the purpose that God has. Because what he wants to do in the worship is to give a revelation of himself. Because everything else in our lives, in our ministries, in whatever we do here or when we go out, will flow out of that vision that we receive of him. Which is why the scripture says, "Fix your eyes on him." Now, of course, if you fix your eyes on yourself, your body just gets filled with yourself. According to Jesus, you get filled, your body gets filled with whatever you fix your eyes on. So, the scripture says, "Draw near." If we're going to draw near to him, our focus needs to be on him. And everything that you would call breakthrough that has ever happened in the history of this ministry, and no doubt of many other ministries too, have come out of encounter with him. Not just nice worship where we enjoy his presence, but encounter with him. Now, the key to that is to give yourself wholeheartedly to him. Because the measure you give is the measure you get back. I'm not talking about giving yourself to him in worship. We're doing that yesterday. But giving of yourself wholeheartedly to him. There's no way of explaining what that means. You either do it or you don't. You either surrender to him, give your body to him as a living sacrifice, which is the spiritual worship he's really after, or you don't. And if you don't, then you're not going to encounter God, meet with God in the way that he desires. So where we are at present with the worship, it's easy for us to focus on the Lord in the sense of knowing his presence amongst us. Now we've got to go one step further. And really meet with the one who we're worshiping. It's not that we're looking for anything to happen, it's just that we want something to happen.
That's it. Very good.
For God to move in and take over. Now, that's what it really means to surrender to the Lord. You're not just giving yourself, well, Lord, I yield myself to you. That's easy to say. But you say, Lord, I want such a meeting with you, such an impartation from you, that you are able to move into the heart and the circumstances of my life and take over, because that's what I want you to do. Now, because of what Jesus says about the eyes being the lamp of the body, if we allow him to take over like that, the light will take over. Every one of us knows that we can function at two levels. The flesh and the spirit. And the importance of what I'm saying to you now is the flesh always wants to hold on. It's like it says, don't let go of me completely, will you? But until we do, it will always be a hindrance to God's best purposes. The saints of old who encounter God in this way, in his holiness and in his glory, who lived, in other words, in revival, called it abandoning yourself to God. Abandoning yourself, which is the flesh, to God. So then the Spirit can take over. Do you lose control when that happens? Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that he is just so preeminent. He is so big, if you like, in your vision, that it's not difficult to walk with him, to follow him, to obey him, to do whatever. No, in the sense that we still have to make decisions. We don't become robots. We still have to agree to go with the Lord in the way that he leads us. I know God was, at the beginning of this term, saying all kinds of things that were going to happen by the end of term. Well, that's not too far away now. So it's his time to take us beyond where we have been. So what are we going to do? How do we do it? Well, you just fix your eyes on him. Give yourself to him. Let him know that the greatest desire of your heart is for him. Not for blessing, not for healing, not for this, not for that, not for revival, not for breakthrough. Your for him. I expect Kay is taking you through the Song of Songs, if she's true to form. So all you're going to do is place yourself in the arms of your lover, the lover of your soul, his beloved, coming to the one who loves you perfectly. Even I can get something out of the Song of Songs. Kay gets a lot more out of it than I ever do. So praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
You better stand then.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.